It's been a little overwhelming for sure. But it's so awesome just to come home and see, you know, all the people reaching out, old college friends and family and teammates, and it's really cool. So I'm really excited, and I think that seeing all of that stuff, all the texts and the emails and the Facebook messages and all that, it kind of brings it home and helps you to realize kind of what's going on, and helps it sink in a little more.
So, Simi, I am recording, and did the race happen this morning over there?
It was because of like TV schedule. They run all the races kind of in the afternoon. So our qualification was at about 1 o'clock, and then the heats were throughout the afternoon. So that's kind of, it's usually how the World Cup races are run over here, where we get to sleep in a little bit and then race from midday into the afternoon usually.
So tell me a little bit about this race. It's an Olympic qualifier, right?
Yeah, I mean, essentially all of our races here are Olympic qualifiers. So this, you know, definitely really helps with that. It's, you know, every cross country race differs. All the sprints are usually between, for the men, they're between 1.5 and 1.8 kilometers usually. So today was on the shorter side. It was about 1.5, 1.6K. And that's always been kind of a good thing for me. The shorter courses are usually a little bit better. And it was a great course for me. It's at a little bit of altitude, which, you know, having grown up in Aspen, definitely helps me over a lot of others in the field. And yeah, just the course skied really well. It was really fast conditions. It was really sunny. I think I got a pretty good sunburn to go with the wind. So yeah, it was just a great day. And you know, it's every day we're getting closer to Sochi, and so the confidence boosters are always a really good thing to come by this time of year. So I'm just really excited for everything that's happened.
Does this secure you a spot on the Olympic team?
Yeah, you know, essentially it's always kind of a tough question to answer, because official naming won't happen for a while, but just based on my results last year at the World Cups in Sochi, and then my results this year, and especially today, I think that I make a strong argument for being named to the team. And, you know, granted, it's always based on health and injury prevention, but yeah, I mean, today's result definitely fires me up to stay extremely focused for the next month. Not like I would otherwise, but yeah, it's just, it's a great sign. And my coaches and teammates are really psyched. And yeah, we're just, the energy is really good for sure.
And you made history, right? I mean, this is the first time an American male has won a Tour de Ski stage. In the third.
Yeah, that's correct. It's I mean, it's a pretty new event, relatively. It's only about maybe it's in its eighth or ninth year now. So it's a relatively new event that they're doing, but it's kind of loosely based off of you know, the Tour de France, with kind of a variety of kinds of stages and technique and discipline. So. Yeah, I think the only other American to win a Tour de Ski stage is Keegan Randall, and she's about a half hour away celebrating her birthday, gearing up for the Olympics. She chose not to race the Tour this year so she could train, but it's great. It's awesome to be in good company with her, and yeah, just pretty psyched.
So what was your feeling when you went across the finish?
I was focusing so hard on not doing anything stupid in the last 10 seconds, like putting my pole between my legs or anything. So I didn't really have time for emotion to really set in immediately. But I just made sure that my foot crossed the line first ahead of everyone else. And, you know, when that happened, I was just, yeah, it's hard to explain. I don't know. It's still settling in right now. So it's hard to put into words, but it's, you know, I think you immediately have appreciation for all the skiers you're skiing against, and, you kind of you start to think on everything that you've done to get you where you are, and everything your parents and your coaches and your teammates and your best friends and your schoolmates, you kind of start to think about all that. So it's pretty cool. You know, it's a great feeling, and I'm hoping that I get to feel that feeling some more in the future, knock on wood.
Well, and when you and I talked a couple months ago, you were saying how tough it is to beat some of these teams from Norway and Finland. Do you think the American, I mean, this is another sort of progression for the Americans, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's every weekend we show up with, half the money and half the staff size, but twice the work ethic and twice the heart. And, our coaches and our ski technicians are out there just busting their butts every single day and working, 18-hour days for us. And, it's we compete against a lot of these other nations that have tens of million-dollar budgets, and they have, 30 people on their staff testing skis. But I think for us, we wouldn't trade what we have in terms of, the work ethic on our team and the passion for what we do. And, that goes from the athletes through the coaches, through the ski technicians. So we're incredibly, incredibly lucky to have the entire structure that we have. And, when we have success on a day like today, when we have four U.S. skiers scoring World Cup points and three in the top 10, it makes you really proud to kind of look at everything involved and all the people and all their hard work and what we're up against. And it just makes the success that much better, for sure.
Anything you want to say to the folks in Aspen?
There's so much I want to say. I'm just so happy to be where I am right now. And I know that I wouldn't be here without every single person at home that believes in us athletes and us local kids and has supported us throughout the years. So, yeah, I'm just incredibly thankful, to have my parents behind me and our entire community behind me. And I know that everyone back at home is hopefully celebrating a great New Year's Eve because of this. And I can't wait to head to Sochi in a few weeks and represent 81611. And it's a fun ride. So we'll be back home in April and can't wait to see everyone.
Well, get some rest and Happy New Year.
You too, Marcy. Thanks so much for calling.